Okay, it's 3 minutes after 5 on July 7th. Let's call the meeting to order. Lauren, is this the appropriate time for you to give us instructions?
Yes, that would be great.
Great.
All right, Landmarks Commission members, please use video if you're able so we can ensure we have quorum. If you wish to speak, remember to use the raise hand feature. Also, use the raise hand feature to make a motion or second. Voting will be considered unanimous. However, if you object to a unanimous vote, please use the raise hand feature when the chair asks for objections and a roll call vote will be taken. Members of the public who have registered to speak, the name you entered in Zoom must match the name you entered in registration. You will remain muted until called upon. You will have 3 minutes to speak, and staff will tell you when your time is up. Please do not use your video. If you turn on your video, it will be shut off. Chair, the floor is yours.
Thank you. First order of business is to approve the minutes from June 16th. Is there any discussion or can I have a motion? Molly, thank you.
I'll move approval. Yeah.
Thank you. And I see a second from Jacob. I'm going to assume unanimous approval unless there are any raised hands. Seeing none, that motion is approved. Next order of business is the, I'm sorry, disclosures and recusals. Do any members of the commission have any reason to any disclosures or any reason to recuse themselves from any of the agenda items? I see none. First order of business is Legistar, is item number two, Legistar 88693, 656 Williamson Street. Request for a certificate of appropriateness. Heather?
Okay. Well, I'm going to say before I get into this, for those of you looking through the items on tonight's agenda, one thing that you might notice is that we have started to redact the email address of the applicant on the application form for what we're posting to Legistar. There is an email scam, I suppose, is the best. We can't even really call it phishing. That is using AI to mine information from application materials, just sort of across the board. It's not just Landmarks Commission. And it is making really convincing emails re requiring money be wired to pay for your conditional use or your Landmarks Commission application. And we're not requiring anyone to wire money ever. So, one of the things to help with this scam is we are redacting the email address. So you will find that from here on out, until we're told otherwise, the email address on the application forms will be redacted. If anybody gets an email from the city saying that you're required to wire money, please call and check with us. We don't require people to wire money. So getting into the actual application. What we have up here is so the new address for this property is 656 Williamson. The last time we looked at this 2 years ago, it was 654 Williamson. And up on the screen is the currently proposed rendering. So proposed work, we looked at this 2 years ago and we approved new construction and demolition of the existing structure, and there was resolving some underlying lot lines, so a land combination. The certificates of appropriateness, because they were certificates of appropriateness then, for the demolition and the land combination still stand, and technically the new construction still stands. This is coming in now. This is called a certificate of approval, as of this past Saturday. No, it was June 28th, whatever. It's a certificate of approval now. So this would replace the COA for the new construction of what was proposed. So here we have what we saw previously is on the right-hand side. So there was a sort of podium level that came up 3 stories. There was a substantial step back, and then there were some more changes in configuration happening further back. The proposed redesign is very similar, except that we are talking about 3 stories here on the corner and then going up to 4 stories all the way across, instead of having the front level step back. This part of the historic district, this is in Third Lake Ridge, has the larger historic resources in the vicinity. The proposed design, just like last time, is drawing strong references architecturally from those buildings, both in terms of the massing. These are substantial buildings, and the masonry. This design is going with masonry for what you're seeing on any of the street-facing facades, and also some architectural detailing. And we. This is not an ornate building. It should not be an ornate building, but we have some simple cast stone elements and some other brick details. So, coming here, we have some renderings of the new proposed structure. Similar to last time, there's some balconies that are designed to be minimally visible, and there is a change in siding materials for some. Fiber cement clapboard to be here on the backside. Because this has already been through quite a few parts in the overall review of the project, we have all of the final details here. So I'm not asking for any conditions of approval. We have the details, including things like where the utilities will be located on the building. We have all of those details for this particular structure. The only one thing I might say is that my assumption here is for the composite lap siding, they give the overall dimensions, the 6-inch reveal, which is fine for being comparable to siding in the historic district. The assumption here is that it is the smooth fiber cement. They're not showing the textured version. And so if we were to make a condition, it would be that the standards require this to be a smooth fiber cement. So we have the standards for new structures. So that is what we are using for our review today. So staff believes that standards for granting our certificate of appropriateness. Oh, I still have appropriateness there. I need to change that. We are now calling it a certificate of approval. Are met and recommends Landmarks Commission approve the project as proposed.
Great. Any questions for Heather? Seeing none, the first registrant is Kevin Burrow in support, available to answer questions. Kevin, do you know you don't have a presentation for us?
Which that is correct. No, Heather
No
did a great
problem.
job presenting her images, and I'm just happy to answer any questions.
Okay, any questions for Mr. Burrow? Lauren, do you have your hand? Did I miss something?
Can you just open the public hearing
Oh,
if
I'm
Landa
sorry.
if you'll speak?
Let's open the public hearing.
Thank
And
you.
the first registrant is Kevin Burrow. Any questions for Mr. Burrow? I do not see any. And this next registrant is Brandon Cook in favor, available to answer questions. Any questions for Mr. Cook? I see none. So I think we close the public hearing now. And if there are no further questions for staff, I would look for a motion. Molly.
I will move approval of the certificate of approval following staff recommendation.
Thank you. Can I get a second?
Chair, you have a second from Alder Duncan.
Thank you. Oh, there, I see it now. Sorry about that. Thank you. We have a motion and a second. So I'm going to assume unanimous approval unless someone raises their hand or speaks up. Seeing none, that motion is approved. Thank you. I have to get back to the agenda phone. Next, we go to demolition review, and item number three is Legistar 88899, 1802 to 1804 Roth Street. The next one is item number four, 88900, 3565 Tulane Avenue. Lauren?
I think we do have a couple of registrants
Oh, do
available
we do
to
that first? Okay.
answer questions.
Let me read the, I have them here. Yeah, sorry about
Sure,
that.
no
I had to
worries.
switch between documents here. We have three registrants in for item number three. Rachel Foley in support, available to answer questions. Jared Zamaitis in support, available to answer questions. And Felipe Ornelas in support, available to answer questions. Apologize for any mispronunciations. Any questions for the registrants? Okay. Was I supposed to open a public hearing for that, Lauren?
This does not
No.
require public,
Okay. All right.
the big P public hearing.
Great. Okay. No questions for the registrants. So, Lauren, if you want to take us through the demolitions,
Okay.
or
Whatevs. Okay,
Heather.
so I'm doing a single demolition presentation, but we will record these as separate motions. You can make the motion all together, but we will record these as separate motions because these are two different reviews. So 1802 to 1804 Ross Street in the staff report. You can kind of see here with this aerial view. 1802 is the property that has the structure on it, and 1804 is the vacant lot next to it. So there's no demolition happening on 1804. So this is a single family home. It was constructed in 1932. It's had numerous changes over time. It is not architecturally significant. There are no known historic associations. And there's also, while there is some archaeology in the larger vicinity, there's no previously identified archaeology on this particular site. So all that said, there is staff is recommending a finding of C, no known historic value. For 3565 Tulane Avenue. So this was so there's the church you see there in the left-hand side of the picture. And this is well, you can see here with this is an odd shaped lot where you can see all the way around. And then there was an addition in 1958 by Edward Tuff, who we've seen in previous demolition reviews. I'm familiar with Tuff's work in the earlier part of the 20th century, 19 teens, 1920s. With a lot of period revival commercial architecture. So it's kind of fun to see that he was doing mid-century modern in the 1950s. But the discussion is about the overall history and the evolution of this property. It does not serve the current uses of the folks who want to use the property, and so they're proposing the demolition. I will say that personally, I think this property is super cute, but that's it being super cute and reminding me of growing up going to places like this is not one of our standards. With that, there is maybe some archaeology in the vicinity. The staff report I talk about that the overall archaeological site was identified by Charles Brown, the first state archaeologist, in 1911. And if you're familiar with how Charles Brown did identification, the man didn't know how to draw a north arrow on any of his drawings. And so orienting in space was difficult and then didn't necessarily give you a larger context. So somewhere in this vicinity was an archaeological site that was a camp and workshop. I don't know what type of workshop it was for early Native Americans. So with that, there's no previously identified burial sites, but Madison's a site of long-term human habitation. There may or may not be an archaeological site in the vicinity. So staff is doing a recommendation of no known historic value, with the note that the applicant should be prepared for inadvertent discoveries of archaeological materials related to possible Native American habitation in this location. And if any human remains are discovered, work should stop immediately. The property owner should contact the Office of State Archaeologists. Actually, if there's a discovery of human remains, you should call the police first in case it is more recent. And if the police department determines that they are historic, then you get the state archaeologist involved. But with that, with any undertaking, if you have an inadvertent discovery of human remains, please stop your work. But otherwise, recommending a finding of no known historic value. It's not architecturally significant and it does not have a significant history. So here are our standard motions. You can make a motion for these all together. You could make a motion for these individually. We will end up recording these individually under each item.
Thank you, Heather. Jacob.
I will go ahead and make a motion of finding of C no known historic value with the conditions that Heather noted about any archaeological items.
Is that for both properties?
Or that is for both.
And I have a second from Alder Duncan. So we have a motion and a second. I'm going to assume unanimous approval. Unless I hear otherwise or see otherwise, seeing none, those motions pass. And I think that's everything on our agenda, other than a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
You. And Alder Duncan, and assume unanimous approval. Anyone want to stay longer? Nope. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thank
Right.
you.
Thank you.
Yep. Bye-bye.